I come to this with the touchstone of vandalism and the Bible. I was, as you know, a Lagos student who didn't graduate. And when I told one of my friends that, he says, of course you graduated. You graduated in a Luther of distinction. So let me debunk a few myths before I go on to the main points I want to make. First, I've heard a lot of Ghanaians, including some of your speakers, talk about constitutional reforms. Unfortunately, our problem is not constitutional reforms or ideas. Indeed, when you talk about ideas from Nkrumah's seven-year development plan up to Nadar's BSHS, we've had ideas. The problem is execution. And to show that, I have here in my hand a copy of Ghana's 1992 constitution, about 350 pages. That's in my left hand. Then in my right hand, there's a copy of the US Constitution, including the Articles of Confederation. And this is less than 100 pages. You can see them side by side. 250 years and counting. And they have a constitution about a third, the one that we have. Our problem, therefore, is not our constitution. We also talk about the fact that, oh, young, old leaders are destroying our country. Our problem is not that we have old leaders. We have bad leaders. Let me give you a couple of examples. William Pitt the Younger became UK Prime Minister at the age of 24, ruled for 24 years, and he was one of their best prime ministers. Konrad Adenauer gained the German chancellorship after World War II at the age of 76, and he ruled into his late 80s. And is considered one of their best chancellors. People say we are a young nation. Well, in 1979, when Rawlings burst on the scene in China, somebody else burst on the scene, the Deng Xiaoping. In 15 years, Deng Xiaoping was done, and the policies he emplaced lifted 600 million people out of poverty. And Rawlings still has 6 years to do boom speeches and do vindictive politics. People say we have a bad character as Ghanaians. Not true. Every year, thousands of Ghanaians get on planes and travel all around the world. When they get there the next year, they show up to work on time. They obey the rules. They drive within speed limits. The problem is not the Ghanaian. It is the systems that we are running. So now, what are our problems? First, I think we have weak institutions. And let me give you just a couple of examples. Our electoral commission was weakened by the removal on Trump charges of some of its members with the appointment of partisans to take their place. Our Auditor General Domilovo was blatantly removed by the president with the shameful connivance of our own Supreme Court because they delay. Second, there is pervasive corruption. People don't know that, but Nkrumah's government was almost stillborn because of the cocoa corruption scandal that took Ohinejan to jail. General Ankrah resigned. We know of Kutu and Kalabule. We know of NDC's Kansem and Mabry and Johnson, as well as the Donkumi privatizations. And there's Kofor's Wawa remarks and the selling of airplanes. As for Nadar, where do we start and where do we end? It is uncountable. Then the next thing is the absence of a meritocracy. You look at school admissions, awards of scholarship that some of the speakers have referred to, and appointments of government officials. There is no meritocracy. And all you have to do is to watch the hearings of parliament when we're trying to appoint ministers. Then there is the sidelining of diasporans. China, India, and many other countries lean on their diasporans. And here in Ghana, we know that it was the arrival of a diasporan, Francis Kwame Nria Nkrumah, who abandoned his studies. That was the tipping point of our struggle for national independence. Yet, we continue to ignore our diasporans. Then, of course, there is the bad leadership, which is the elephant in the room. We have vindictive leadership. To sum up, Dankwa should not have died in prison. Nkrumah and Buzia should not have died in exile. The general should not have been shot without due process. We shouldn't have collapsed the businesses of Apino, Kuhus, and B.A. Mensah, who might be rivaling Dangote if we didn't do that. Then there is non-inclusive governance. Friends, family and friends govern with the Chibi Mafia currently dominating most of our positions. Then we have policies devoid of equity and compassion, allowing a newborn mother who is bleeding to death to die because she cannot buy fuel for an ambulance. It's not the policy of a compassionate government. Allowing people to die because they cannot get dialysis, and the dialysis unit owes a few million cedis in debt, when we can spend $400 million putting up a cathedral. It's not what a compassionate government should do. And we have selfish leaders. Indeed, in the old days, people used to be ashamed of corruption, so they privated it secretly. Now they do it blatantly. And the last one, our leaders are bad, but we are unpatriotic citizens. We accept bribes in order to vote. We defend our party leaders regardless of what they do. As somebody said in a video I saw, quote, Mahama Dumsono de Anueshipa, Nananadu de Anedia Daboko. And this was a Ghanaian speaking. So now let's talk about solutions. I think that talking about institutions.